Well, President Trump's eager embrace of Kim Jong-un and failure to denounce North Korea's horrendous human rights violations has drawn criticism from many sides. But this headline to an analysis in Politico, looking at the overall picture, why Trump was right to sit down with Kim Jong-un. And Aaron David Miller, former advisor on Middle East negotiations, the secretaries of state of both political parties, and the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars, where he is a VP for New Initiatives, also the author of 5 books. Aaron David Miller, I was a little surprised to read your piece, and I mean, I interpret it as, well, nothing else has worked, so, well, try this.
Well, even a broken clock, as we say in the piece, is right twice a day. And I think the president gets a high mark for a radical departure in a process that was not working, and which, if left to its own devices, and let's be clear, Alan, you only have 3 options here. You can go to war with North Korea, you can do nothing, which is simply going to increase the number of missile tests, missiles, and deliverable nukes that he has, or you can negotiate. And the reality is, I think any sane individual would argue that the third option was the best. So I don't give the president much credit for the way he behaved. I mean, and there's numerous elements of that Singapore summit that I wouldn't have done, particularly some of the pronouncements about Kim. But the reality is, to borrow a trope from Seinfeld, this Singapore summit was a show about nothing. The question is, can it be turned into a show about something? One more point. Forget denuclearization. If we mean by that Kim FedExing his nukes and nuclear infrastructure out of North Korea, we're delusional. The next 2 or 3 years is about the following. Can we find a safe and secure and the least humiliating and embarrassing way to accommodate ourselves to the fact that Kim is a nuclear power and will remain one?
Well, what you just said appears to be at odds with what the president pronounces. We can go to sleep well at night. We don't have to worry about it anymore.
Well, I think we need to worry. The question is, we clearly, at least as long as this process of negotiation lasts, let alone if it succeeds, I think a lot of the rhetoric, the escalatory potential for miscalculation, miscommunication, missignaling, all that stuff is now, at least for the moment, dormant. So that's the question, Alan. I mean, do we have the time and space now, as a consequence of what Trump did, to test the proposition that Kim is interested in working with us? That's the core question. And one final point. What's the goal here? The goal is not to get rid of all of Kim's nukes. That's an impossibility. The goal is to try to facilitate a peace treaty between North and South Korea for stability and peace on the peninsula, to try and get a better relationship between the U.S. and North Korea, so that, in effect, we turn a dysfunctional relationship into a functional one. If Kim is left with 3 or 4 nukes, the truth is, who really cares? The Chinese, the Russians, the Indians, the Pakistanis, and obviously the Israelis all have them. We've managed to live with that. We're just not going to get rid of his nukes.
Well, I got to interrupt, but what, though, the notion that the president conceded too much in, for example, abandoning war exercises with South Korea?
You know, he can suspend these war exercises. You have to distinguish between the decapitation exercises, the ones that we run in an effort to kill Kim, simulated to kill Kim key members of his regime, from the defensive exercises we run with South Korea. Look, during the period of negotiation, does it really matter whether or not these military exercises are suspended? I don't think it does. He can always lay them back on. So, he gave away too much, no question about it. But in the end, and we're going to have to wait it out, in the end, will this process work to create a more peaceful, stable Korean peninsula? And I know it's a hard one. You know, FDR sat down with Mao, and Nixon sat down with FDR sat with Stalin, Nixon sat with Mao. No. They killed millions, all right? Millions.
Which does put it back in historic perspective. Okay, Aaron David Miller, thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too.